We are here at the 2013 Commodity Classic in the BASF booth. With me is Greg Armel, who is Technical Market Manager with BASF. And we heard during the BASF Science Behind event about herbicides and about resistance and about different sites of action. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit right now. So why, when it comes to resistant weeds, are different sites of action of herbicides so important to resistance management?
Well, when we look at anything about controlling any type of pest, the more tools that you have to control it with different ways of controlling it, the better off you're going to be in regards to managing weed resistance. And what we've tried to do at BASF, there's only about 24 commercial sites of action, and we have herbicides that represent 12 of those. And so we are trying to bring the most sites of action to the table to help manage those weeds, to try to keep everybody with products that can control them. And so we're working very hard to develop programs that are going to help with hoping to control resistant weeds that are out there, but also trying to help manage people's land so that they can help prevent resistant weeds from being a problem to begin with.
So what are some of the general guidelines that growers should keep in mind when they're building a diverse herbicide program with multiple sites of action?
Well, I think what they need to do is really look at the herbicide products and understand what the active ingredients are in there, and try to see what the site of action is of those products, and then look and see how we can rotate those chemistries with different products to make sure that you're not using the same thing over and over again. And that's the beauty about with us with BASF. We have products like Verdict, which you can use in corn and soybeans, or then maybe what you can rotate back to is a Prowl, or then come in with an Armazon Post in corn, or come in with an Extreme or and Post in soybeans, and then all of a sudden you're using all kinds of different chemistries with different modes of action to manage those weeds. So that's what we're trying to do, is build that portfolio that has those product offerings that allow people to rotate in and out with our chemistry and still use a good site of action management program.
Well, what are some of the benefits that growers receive from the proven herbicide products that they might not think about?
When you go out there early pre-plant, say, and you're putting out a residual, you're all of a sudden getting yourself set up for better planting. You're going to have more even stands of corn or soybeans because you're cleaning up those fields early on. Not to mention, every time you keep a weed out of your field, and especially in those first 3 or 4 weeks of production, you're adding yield to your bottom line. So every time you're starting to let weeds come through late season, all of a sudden you're wondering why your soybean yields or your corn yields are lower. It's because you're not putting the right amount of herbicide up front to try to help manage that and protect that yield. So we're trying to help growers position products where they can put it out there early pre-plant, pre-emergence, post-emergence, keep those weeds out of the field entirely so you maximize your yield. So I think that's the number one thing, is making sure your yield is maximized.
Well, let's talk about some of the different herbicides that BASF does have to offer growers.
Well, some of the things that we have, a lot of our new Kixor-based products. So we have Sharpen, which is strictly for a burn down, but also has some good residual and some broadleaf weeds. And also in that category, we also have our Verdict product offerings, which marries our dimethenamide-based product or Outlook with Sharpen, so it gives you added residual activity. So we have a lot of those Kixor-based products that we're really very excited about. We also have the Optil and Optil Pros, which also are a component of our Kixor family, but add in a little bit of imazethapyr and sometimes some more dimethenamide to help broaden out the spectrum of weed control. But those are for our soybean side of those. But the latest one we're really very excited about is Zidua herbicide. It's coming into the marketplace. We just had our corn registration come through. We just heard yesterday that the soybean residue tolerances have been established, so we're actively waiting for the EPA to finalize that one. So we're very excited that Zidua is finally coming along, and with its extended residual weed control on Palmer amaranth and water hemp, it couldn't have come at a better time.
Well, that is exciting. Now, every grower is going to be different in different parts of the country, so they should talk to their BASF, their local BASF rep, to find out what's important to them.
Absolutely. Talk to your local BASFBR, or business representative, or your innovation specialist. So we work directly with our growers to help them see the innovations on their farm. Please contact those folks, because they can give you a really detailed plan for what they think for your area, which product is best fit for you. Because I can sit up here and talk about the dozens of products we have, but the people on the ground are the ones that are going to give you the best advice for your area.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Greg. Here at the 2013 Commodity Classic in Orlando, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.